Hello, Alan Brazil here. The following podcast may contain some adult themes and naughty, naughty words. Those of you easily offended, why don't you off and listen to Classic FM?
Did you know the boat race, they were told not to go into the water because it's that infected with...
Well, you say that. There was a couple of dolphins in the Thames. I happened to stroll out onto... Yeah, you may laugh. This was a few months ago.
Dolphins, yeah. Did they jump out?
Well, they do, actually, Gab. Yeah. I walked out onto the balcony of the Gun Pub opposite the O2, and there they were, a pod of dolphin.
Was that before 20 beers or after?
I'm telling you, it was on the news. I'm Alan Brazil at the famous, the world-famous London Bridge Hotel, and it's time for another debrief. I'm alongside Gabby at Bon Lahore. Gab, how are you, pal? What are you drinking?
I'm very well, Alan. I'm not drinking at all, to be honest. I'm having a latte because I'm doing dry April.
Dry April?
Yeah, I'm not drinking in April.
Why?
Why not? Remember, we had this chat around January.
No, we had this chat in January,
and you said you can do it any month you like. You said you can do it any month you like.
Are you getting ready for the big fight?
What fight?
April the 1st, it was announced.
Oh, no. A few people went for it. I had a few messages of friends saying, come down to the gym, the local gym, the area we were brought up in, I'll train you.
What's that local gym called? Medusa?
No, that's a stripper's.
I bumped into one of Gabby's mates at lunch. She says, ask Gab about Medusa. I went, yeah. He said he was always in there.
We liked the strip club back in the day, mate. Yep, a little Wednesday night. You know what I mean, Al? So you go in Nando's, you head over to Medusa's, as you do. Gentlemen's club.
Isn't it?
Terrible, 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 terrible. And you told everyone on the show, so now everyone's going to Google
then
Medusa's.
The Bel Air Club, wasn't it?
Bel Air Club, yeah. People would be Googling Medusa's, probably see me at the door, trying to get in.
Or on a pool.
So, Alan, you missed the fifth day at Cheltenham, and you've had about 3-4 weeks off since then.
Where
have you been, mate?
Gab.
Where have you been?
A lot of your girlfriends told me you exaggerated to them as well. So stop exaggerating.
Where have you been, and how was it?
I was in the French Alps. Very nice. Where the whole family, the kids, their kids. Oh, God, it was chaos. I think it was 13 of us in a chalet.
Did you get a good sleep, or was it just carnage?
It was okay. It was okay.
Would you do it again?
Yes.
Every 5 years?
But not the whole lot of us.
Oh. So who wouldn't get the invite?
Look, they're young kids and they're running about.
Yeah.
And the two youngest don't sleep. And so it was hard on Jill. Not on me. It was hard on Jill.
Why not
on
you?
She got ill from it. So, because Jill got up to help out.
Oh, okay. You just stayed asleep.
Yeah. You try drinking two magnums of Whispering Angel.
But you had a good time though. Weather good, sunny?
The weather was alright. It was funny weather, Gab. It was mild for the time of year, so there wasn't a lot of snow up top.
Okay.
But it rained, drizzled a couple of times then with some brilliant sun. But at the top with some beautiful lunches.
Lovely.
Really nice.
Lovely. So Al, I don't know if you know about this, but our brilliant management team enjoyed a morale boosting away day this week. If you could have a TalkSport away day, Alan, who would you take and what events would take place?
I'd just like to be part of the morale-boosting management team.
Honestly.
Because they get more time off than I do.
It's incredible, isn't it? And they work from home like half the week.
Unbelievable. I'd incredible. Stop that right away.
Yeah.
I'd stop working,
they're working from home. Yeah. Yeah, right, I agree. It's shocking.
Oh, God, it's nonsense.
Because there's so many, like, businesses that lose out of money, you know?
I've said this before, Gab, the little sandwich shops, little... coffee shops that people have ploughed their money, their life savings into.
Exactly.
It's killed them stone dead.
So every Friday I see people work home a lot on a Friday. Why?
Monday and Friday, forget it.
Honestly, there's no work gets done.
It's dead. It's absolutely
just
dead.
Just the odd Zoom meeting from home, from
you
the
might
sofa.
As well say goodbye. Now you won't see them till Tuesday, no? You won't see them
you
Tuesday.
You won't, mate, I know. It's incredible. I reckon I scrape in there, but Ray Parler, Dean Saunders.
Scrape in where? What are we talking about?
An away day trip.
All right, okay. Well, no one can hear Tintin, can they?
Oh, okay, sorry. Dean Saunders, Ray Parler. I reckon the Chunk.
Ali's got to be in there.
Yeah, Ali's obviously in there.
No, the Chunk's not coming.
You don't think so? I think you got a soft spot for the Chunk.
No, yeah, Swamp.
No, I only take my boys out.
We better be careful, because Fine. Every time we talk about him, he finds out and he messages me afterwards saying, oh, you're coming for me geese. Like, can't be bothered with their messages.
Cundy loves it, though.
Hello.
He rebels
on. Coming for me geese. You're coming for me on the podcast, geese. Like, that's all he says. So I must say anything negative about the chunk.
Why?
Because he come for us, wouldn't
he? It'd be nice. Then imagine the chunk having a few pints and Dino having a few pints. And then Dino telling them where he went wrong at Wolves. It'd be brilliant.
You'd be there all day, wouldn't you?
Take that piano off your back. You'd get about the pitch quicker.
He's got that show coming out next month.
Oh, has he?
Ooh.
With Bridget.
Yeah. Bridget. Is there anyone in particular, and be honest, I know sometimes you don't have to be honest, that you wouldn't want there from TalkSport? Be honest, you know, like, is what it is.
What, in our team?
No, just in TalkSport.
Oh, there's loads.
Name two.
No, I'm not naming them.
Why?
No,
what are you scared of?
Because this is morale building. I don't want to upset people. They know who they are. Don't worry about that.
Who?
They know who they are. I'm not saying. It's not fair.
Any clues?
I'm not saying.
Badger?
Who's Badger? But the problem is, I don't see any of the guys later on, do I?
You don't see anybody, no.
No, it's 10 o'clock, I'm either over here doing a debrief or I'm out to lunch.
Okay.
Don't see them.
Okay, let me ask you another question then. Countdown wordsmith Susie Dent has said she'd liked to be buried with all 20 copies of the Oxford English Dictionary. Is there any item you'd like to have with you when you're buried, Al?
I don't even like to think about it.
I know, yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
I think I'll be burnt.
Would you?
I don't think I'll be buried. No, I can't. I can't imagine that. No.
I checked my will the other day, and I've got in there cremated.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, I think it's easier, isn't it?
But you shouldn't.
You've forgotten about then.
Because you're a Catholic, you shouldn't.
Shouldn't you?
No, you should be.
So what should you then? You're Catholic as well.
I'm sort of lapsed, isn't I? I'm sort of lapsed. You what still does that go, mean? Don't you? You still bless yourself and all that. Don't
so you're not Catholic anymore.
Well, I was christened Catholic, yeah. Baptised Catholic.
So Catholics, you're not meant to cremate, no?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I'll change that.
No. Hey, Gab, I won't worry about it. You and I are destined for the flames anyway. We've lived a life.
It's weird to talk about, though, what you want buried with you.
Well, that's just ridiculous.
Yeah, it's weird, What I do not want, though, Al...
When your time's up, it's up. By the way, we're a bit of luck by the time my time's up. I can't remember what team I supported, what I used to do for a living. I have got longevity in my family.
Do you know what I have put in my will, though, Al?
I'll be 92.
I'll put in my will, I don't want anyone to have a drink at my funeral. I don't want anyone to, like, I don't want my money to be spent on anyone having a...
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Party. Food, drinks, nothing.
See, I'm the opposite.
I just want to be put in a little, little light.
No, I'm
you
the
want
opposite.
People like spending your money while you're dead?
Yes. Yes, if they're
trying to get out of the grave, I will.
If they're making the time to come to see me, I should give them a tenner.
Some people turn up for the free drinks even at a funeral.
Yeah, but Gab, you haven't really got any good friends.
How do you know?
You haven't, because I've met a couple of them and they're not good. Right, I've got decent friends.
Like who?
Loads.
Really?
Yeah, loads. So I would suggest...
Not that guy that comes here with a cockney slang. What's his name?
Who?
Ozzy.
Oh, no, he's not going. No, he can lead the horse.
Bees and knees, whatever he says. The bees and knees, geese.
He can do a Rodney. He can lead the horse. Fools and horses. No. People will be having a drink. to see me off. Don't worry about that.
Would it annoy you though? Like you're
no,
spending,
you're dead.
They're spending
God
your
sake.
Money. What if you can see though? You can see someone you don't even like, and they're like they're
gonna,
drinking all your prosecco.
How are you going to see them when you're flipping in a box?
How do you know you can't the afterlife? You might be able to see up.
Oh, hello.
Or down.
Four. Here we go.
Huh?
You've been watching Vikings again the last time. What's up with you? Why are you talking about dying?
I got asked the question.
A heart murmur or something?
No, I haven't actually. I have to check, to be honest. Next. So, Alan, the joy of being allowed to stay up late on family holidays is a feeling we treasure forever. According to a recent poll, 91% of people admit to being nostalgic about childhood trips. Do you have any favourite memories from your holidays as a kid?
Oh, God, yeah. Absolutely. I loved
like
the Boy Scouts.
The what?
I was a Boy Scout.
You was in the Boy Scouts?
Yeah, I was a patrol leader. Don't worry about that.
Was
ya? Yeah, Kestrel Patrol.
Okay, what's that mean?
Oh, yeah. Well, they're named after birds. A peewit, a kestrel, a cormorant. I was a kestrel.
Birds, or birds?
No, birds, you tube.
Oh, okay.
You know, feral friends.
Birds,
and,
yeah.
Okay. We went to Jersey, which was fantastic. St. Wan's Bay.
Okay.
When I marched down Euston Road with the kilts on, 11 o'clock at night, we got the train down. We walked to Baden Powerhouse, and which is the big scout headquarters.
Yeah.
And you sleep on these camp beds. Because we were late, they were all whinging. There was a lot of... They were mainly all English troops there, right?
Okay.
Scout troops, English. And there was a mob from here in Scotland and us. And they'd already had a bit of grief, especially this mob from Preston.
Oh.
So they were giving us a load of crap when we walked
was there,
yeah. Kilts on. And, you know, how's your skirt? Do you wear under your skirt?
Oh.
Anyway, as soon as the lights went out, right, wallop, bang, 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 yeah.
You got a scrap?
Oh, yeah, climbing over people to get at them. And that continued over in Italy. We went to Lake Garda.
Oh.
And 3 o'clock in the morning, wake up, come on, let's go. Sneak out the tent, round to their tent, let the guy ropes down and then smash them.
So, wasn't the scouts meant to be like friendly?
Well, there was a little bit of... You know,
breaking people's noses in the scouts.
Well, yeah, there was a bit of a, you know, you were a young man, weren't you, growing up, so you had to look after yourself. It was all about survival.
Survival. Love
it was either the Preston mob or us. We done them.
Did you always win?
Yeah, I wouldn't say always won, but we done them. Yeah.
I like that, Al.
And I always remember the air scouts. They had a guy called Dickie, who was a skinhead. He had his Doc Martens on with his kilt, and he was a rascal.
Dr. Martens.
He was a rascal, and you could wind
they
up.
They were weapons, weren't they, though, Dr. Martens, back in the day?
Oh, I love mine.
They were weapons.
Best shoes I've ever
had. Your boots all with them.
Had.
Yeah.
They were brilliant. I used to wear them at school every day.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. Airwear. Oh, yeah, brilliant. They were brilliant. You could run, you could fight with them, you could do
anything. You could kick with them. They were brutal.
Get on the bus, get on their own bus, you're like, oh, no.
Do you agree with like kids staying up late though during the holidays?
Well, I used to
school nights they can't.
I used to have music on in bed.
Really?
I'd hide the transistor under the pillow, and I'd be reading Lord of the Rings.
Oh, okay.
Tolkien, yeah, loved it. The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings.
You were cute, weren't you?
What do you mean cute?
It's an insult being called cute.
No,
so I'm going to call you cute.
I tried to educate myself, Gab.
Oh, really?
That's why I know where Everest is. And it's not in the French
and
Alps.
You know that skiing was from the Chinese, yeah?
Correct,
yep.
There you go.
Yep, we learned something like that today.
And the guy from Tate and Lyle grew up in Gurok.
Okay.
Down near where McCoy's goes down.
Right.
There you go.
So, Alan, our colleague Dean Saunders claimed to have spent £8.50 on Coca-Cola this week. Is that too much for a soft drink, or is Dean exaggerating?
Dino, as you know...
Used to be 50p, didn't it, a Coke, in the machines.
What?
Coca-Cola. When I was at school.
Yeah, that
50p,
was
50p. I remember putting a 50p into the vending machine
that
at school.
Was 30, 40 years ago, Gav.
No, it wasn't. It was 20.
Rubbish.
But 20 years later, it can't be £8.50, surely, when it's £50.
I don't think I've ever bought a can of Coke.
Don't you? Well, do you think that £8.50 is too much for one? It's a lot, mate. Get a pint for £8.50.
Are you sure Dino was talking about a can of Coke? It wasn't a lot. Alec, knowing Dino as I do, it'd been a Diet Coke.
Yes.
Dino watches himself.
He's a tight git, though. He always complains about the
tight.
Food.
No,
he complains
not.
About the prices for
Let
food
me tell
in London.
Dean Saunders, right?
Go on,
Dean's no spring chicken, but he still dyes his hair.
Does he?
Oh, yeah. Won't have carbs, won't have bread, so he can get into them hipsters.
Do you mean hipsters?
He's still at it, Dino. He's still at it.
Oh, I've never known he dyed his hair. I was thought...
Absolutely. He says it's called black shampoo. Yeah, all right, Dino.
Would he have, like, full grey hair if he didn't, do you reckon?
Yes, without a doubt. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why is it just for men? My dad used to use that when we were kids.
No, he calls it black shampoo.
No, it's just for men, isn't it? My dad used that loads back in the day. Do you use it?
Your dad was clever.
He was PhD in material science.
In what?
Material science.
I thought it was a joiner.
A what?
A joiner.
What's that?
Somebody works with wood.
His cleverness skipped the generation, though.
Didn't
Shame.
It?
Yep. So this week, Alan, you were unhappy at the news there could be a summer hose pipe ban. Are you still fuming?
It's impossible.
What do they mean by that? So your hose won't work?
I will take the fine. It means you're not allowed to use your garden hose.
Why? How would they know?
Oh, they can. They take aerial. They're sneaky. They take aerial shots whose gardens are green and whose are bare.
Really?
It doesn't take
on
rocket
drones.
Science
on drones,
to work
yeah.
that one out. Oh, yeah, they probably have drones now. Yeah, yeah. You know, gardening gnomes, gardening drones now.
So are you going to break the law and use yours?
Yes, I am.
Oh.
Because it's done nothing but pour it down for months and months and months. And because these lazy bastards haven't sorted out the leakage with the pipes and the reservoir, we now can't wash a car or we can't do a garden. I spend a fortune in my garden on trees and shrubs. I am not letting them die because of these idiots.
But why can they do that when you pay your water bill? Should they choose as much water as you want?
Because they can. They can say it's we're running dry, which is ridiculous. I spoke to a farmer. I was at a local point-to-point racing last weekend.
Yeah.
And he told me, he said, oh, big worries. He farms a few thousand acres.
Yes.
He can't get the spuds in the ground. It's too wet. Can't get them
Everywhere's flooded still.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
So how can there be a hose pipe ban coming?
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. And how much money do the water companies make? How much of our rivers infested with sewage and crap?
Yes, it's true. The dolphins were monkeys. Did you know the boat race, they were told not to go into the water because it's that infected with...
Well, you say that. There was a couple of dolphins in the Thames. I happened to stroll out onto... Yeah, you may laugh. You may laugh. This was a few months ago.
Dolphins, yeah. They jump out?
What they do, actually, Gab. Yeah. I walked out onto the balcony of the Gun Pub opposite the O2, and there they were, a pod of dolphin.
Was that before 20 beers or after?
I'm telling you, it was on the news.
Al, get lost.
We've had a whale up the Thames, haven't we? We've had a whale.
Really?
What's her name?
Really?
Her name. Yes. And we got the seals come up. They go into the fish market.
I'm looking at the river out over the road. I'm like, it doesn't look that deep. Is it deep then?
By the way, you don't want to fall in there. You won't come back up.
I don't reckon you would.
No, it's tidal. You know,
Yeah.
I think, I might be wrong, but I think it's the only tidal river in Europe, in the capital city, the Thames.
My kids won't listen to that hose pipe ban because when it's really hot, they chase each other around the garden with a hose trying to wet each other.
Gabby, someone who's on 75 grand a week.
Yeah?
You tell me you don't have a little swimming pool up there?
No. We don't get the weather for a swimming pool.
Well, you might not in Solihull, but we do in Suffolk.
Do you?
Oh, God, we're the driest.
Oh, we've seen yours all over your social media.
We are the driest county in England.
Really?
It's either Somerset or... Oh, I tell you what it is. St. Osyth is the driest.
Not Southend?
No, St. Osyth. Oh. So it's Essex-Suffolk border around there. Yeah.
The driest?
Driest, yeah. Yeah.
Do you use your pool a lot?
Yes.
You do, yeah.
When I can, that is. When I'm at home.
We've seen the videos on your social media.
Yeah, and then the kids come back from school and bring half the class. That's really nice, that is. You're sitting there with a glass of Whispering Angel and all of a sudden a school coach turns up. Well, what's going on here?
Can you swim?
Of course I can bloody swim. Of course I can swim.
All strokes?
Yeah, but I'm not sure you can swim, you know.
I can swim, mate.
I'm not sure you can swim.
You know what? I can swim just in... I can go your pool. That's perfect distance. I'm not a great swimmer. 15, 20 metres, and I'm done. Wouldn't last one in the sea, would I?
No.
Stout sales have rocketed due to younger drinkers wanting to experiment new flavours and test their taste buds. Does this surprise you, Alan, given how sales in some drinks have plummeted?
Yes, well, I've said in the past, in France, the youth of France are changing their taste.
Yes.
Normally it was wine. Yep. Not anymore. Craft beer, stuff like that. Whether it's because it's too expensive or what, a lot of them are going soft drinks now. The government, French government, have had to bail out the smaller vineyards to save them having to chuck their wine away.
Really?
Yeah, to keep prices high, the French government have had to bail them out. Not the top end of the market. Top end of the market's incredible. But where I am in Suffolk now, our soil is very close to Champagne.
Oh.
Same texture.
Yeah.
Same mix. And they're popping up everywhere in Kent, in Surrey, in Suffolk now. We've got vineyards everywhere. And I'm actually thinking Brazil's wines. I'm thinking about...
You're still thinking
about
it?
Doing a few acres. Yes, I am.
What would make you do it in the end?
Hobby.
Hobby.
You never know what it's going to turn out like. I did, going back to the point of points, I did try some of a place called Higham Hill. They've got a few acres there. And we tried the Pinot Noir. We tried the sparkling.
Lovely.
It was very nice.
Lovely.
But it costs a lot of money to get out of the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking 20-odd quid a bottle.
Not bad.
Well, it's not bad, but you can get an established Pinot Noir from California or for France for that. So they're competing with the best. But I think a lot of people like the idea of local-grown quality wine.
I do like wine tasting.
I'm thinking about it. The way my kids are going and the way Jill's going, you know, we'll end up just drinking it. It'll be, you know, we won't be selling any.
You drink a lot of wine at home?
Weekends we do, yeah.
Weekends, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because, look, when you're a mother with three kids, and the other one, the youngest, the mother with two kids, it's hard work, you know. When they come around weekends and grandma gets hold of the kids and takes them for a walk around the paddocks, she'll say, give us a glass of wine, will you?
Was it hard for you when you was younger, being a parent, looking after kids?
Very hard. Very tough.
Did you do a lot of the night feeds?
No feeds at all.
No feeds?
No, none at all.
Zero?
Zero.
Not even day feeds?
No.
Ooh.
It's not my job, is it?
It's not great, is it?
Gab, it's not my job.
He was never there, was you?
No. Oh, hello.
That's what you say to me.
Hello. South Coast Gabby, yeah.
That's what you say to me. You wasn't there, Gabby. You were never home.
I've heard your kids on the phone. Dad, when are you coming home?
I haven't seen him in 3 months. But, I agree. When my kids were younger, because you're playing football and stuff, you need your sleep. I was never doing the night feeds. I was always like... When I got back from training, I'd help.
But I was never asked to do it. Jill would never say, come on, get up. She wanted to do it.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, she felt that was what she wanted to do, so I didn't argue.
What about when you got back from training? Did you, like, do you know what I mean? Rock-a-bye, baby. No?
What, to Jill?
To the kids.
You play your part, don't you?
Yeah, you do,
them swimming, you take them. I used to go with Brian Robson. His kid's up to me a golf club and swim Sundays and stuff. Of course you do. You do your little bit, but not during the night.
No. I agree.
I think when you play football...
Need your sleep.
You know, you do need rest.
Yeah, you definitely do, yeah. Perfect alibi.
But they were great. I took them all around Europe. I went to Switzerland with them. I went to Australia when they were very young.
Lovely.
So they've been all around the world, which is a great education.
Great experience, yeah.
It's great to have, qualifications from school, and they all got them, by the way. Degrees and stuff like that.
That's down to your parenting?
Yeah, thank you, Gab. And my genes and my brains. In fact, Stephanie got two... the youngest is now a doctor.
Lovely.
And this annoys me. She went to an interview at Oxford and to Cambridge. Any other year, she'd have strolled it straight in. Her exam results were fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
But they suddenly changed it. And she ended up going to UCL, and don't get me wrong, UCL is a hard one to get in. And she loved it there, and went to Birmingham to finish her medical training.
Fancy.
And she's now a doctor, so...
It's a fancy one, that is.
Yeah, but it'd been lovely to see your daughter went to Cambridge.
Oh, of course, yes.
Do you know what, Gab? the honest opinion is common sense has gone out the window.
Yes, I agree.
Common sense has gone, even in our sport, in football, it's gone. There's no common sense anymore. And I'm really getting annoyed. In fact, I'm rather lucky that I'm getting towards my 65th birthday. If I was 25 now or 35, I'd be heading off to Australia or to
Really?
Europe. Yeah, I would. This country's a joke. It's an absolute disgrace. It used to be the best in the world.
Can you just get up and go to Australia? It's a hard country to get into,
well,
isn't it?
You could, because you get loads of dough. I would. Yeah. I probably could get in.
You can get in, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, my brother lives over there, so I could probably get in.
You have to get married.
If I had a media result, you know, go over there and you could do something. What, you know, worth doing, and your kids could help. One's a doctor, but they might not want to go. But I'm telling you now, I would seriously think about leaving this country big style if I was younger. Because I've watched
Australia's got a lot of snakes in that, though, spiders.
Yeah, so what?
Dangerous, mate.
Yeah, well, if you go walking in the jungle every night at midnight, or go for a midnight dip, and you know,
yeah,
fine. But again, you've no common sense, Gab. You might struggle out there, actually.
So you think, like, if you had your way and you was younger, you'd leave?
I'd be
Great Britain
leaving,
now.
Without leave. A doubt.
Yeah,
without a doubt.
Would you work through Zoom then for Talksport?
No, I'd do something over there.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd do. I always find something to do.
Okay. Well, we don't want you to go out. We want to stay,
mate. Never worry about it. Well, I'm too old now. But if I wasn't, I'd seriously consider leaving. This place is a joke, and it's going to get worse.
Talk Australia.
Well, SEN over there would have me tomorrow. There's so many different stations: Sydney, Melbourne, Perth.
Wouldn't you miss all the staff at Talksport?
No.
All the managers? No.
No.
You wouldn't miss the managers.
What managers?
Joe, Daisy,
oh,
Max.
Oh, you mean Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday?
Some of them come in Fridays, Al.
Do they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to say that. But my taxi driver calls them twats all the time. You know,
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Forbes have released their list of billionaires this week, and 12-time Grammy winner Taylor Swift is now a billionaire. The 34-year-old is one of the most successful musicians on the planet. But are you a Swiftie now, Alan, or you're not too sure?
I'm not a Swiftie.
Why
no,
not, mate?
Good luck to her. She's made a billion. Good luck. My youngest, the doctor.
You don't like her music?
She thinks she's fantastic.
Yeah, you don't
she
like
does.
It?
I couldn't tell you one hit.
Really?
No, I couldn't tell you one hit.
Huh?
And I wonder her taste in music. She's going to have that hairy git from the American football NFL, isn't she?
Hairy git.
Oh, it's Kelsey, is it? The only Kelsey I like is Kelsey Grammer.
Okay.
Frasier, Dr. Frasier. I bet you don't watch that guy.
No, I don't know.
No?
So you know, that's not your sort of music? You wouldn't,
no, it's not my sort.
Wouldn't have that on in the summer, barbecue?
No.
Bit of country, no?
I don't mind a bit of country, but...
Yeah, like Take Me Home, that tune?
What?
Take Denver. Me home, West Virginia.
Well, he went home on a plane, didn't he? No one's seen him again.
Who sings that song? Big tune, isn't it?
It's not my cup of tea, our music, but good luck to others. Music's changed.
Okay.
I still like...
For the better or worse?
I still like the worse. I still like 70s, 60s and 70s, I love.
Yeah.
Because I grew up with
Motown.
It. Motown was fantastic.
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic. Smokey Robinson, Diana Ross and all that.
Yeah.
Just different class. You know, there's been Dionne Warwick. You know, just those days were brilliant. And then you get the rockers, you get Rod Stewart, people like that who played all those years ago, The Who, Bowie.
You know what there's I liked so about them the days Eagles. As well, Al? When you see the videos of them days and people going out on nights out, suited and booted. Do you know what I mean? Now we're all like T-shirts.
Mods, they were the mods.
Yeah, but everyone wore a suit back then, didn't they?
Not everyone. You had the rockers, didn't you? Who wore jeans and leather jackets.
Really?
Yeah, you know, I remember the mods and rockers down Brighton having a scrap.
Brighton?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Why Brighton?
Because that's where they all went for the weekend, you tube. Are you laughing at? No, you go to Poole. This is Brighton.
Oh, Brighton, yeah. Brighton. Lovely, lovely beach.
Go and watch Quadrophenia. It's good.
Good, yeah.
Sting's in
it. Is that a musical?
Ray Winston's in it.
I'll try it, mate. Thank you.
Yeah.
This weekend.
Anything else you'd like to know, Gab?
No. I just like that.
You have led a sheltered life, haven't you?
Yeah, I've not travelled enough, have I?
Apart from Medusa.
Medusa, yeah.
Yeah.
They'll probably be back in business now. You mentioned
the
them
Bel-Air
so much.
Club.
Bel-Air's gone.
Has it?
They've built more rooms there now.
Have they? But that was good fun, wasn't it, there?
It was decent, yeah. It was decent.
Who did you get in there with?
A few people.
Like who?
None of your business.
Well, Gab, I told you, one of your neighbours told me all about you.
Neighbours, yeah. What did he say?
I can't say in a podcast.
Why not?
Because it's rude. It's rude.
Okay, give a PG version then.
You're a help out of Medusa. Helped out.
Wages spent on dances. Yep. Yeah, sounds about right.
Gab, you can't do that now, can you?
No. I don't do it anymore, no. But you do. Do you still go to that Mayflower place?
What Mayflower? Mayflower's last time I walked past the Mayflower. I think that was that a ship down moored in the dock somewhere on the Thames?
Mayfair Butterflies. That's
easy
it.
Easy for you to say, Gab.
Mayfair Butterflies. That place you used to go.
Me, you know, I've heard you talk about it.
Did you used to go there though when you was younger?
No. Not for me. No. Mayfair casinos. Yeah. I've not been to casino for months and months.
Really? Same here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you used to go to Genting casinos, didn't you?
I think they're all Genting now, though, aren't they?
Nah, they're not. No, there's other
Mayfair
ones.
One's Genting.
Yeah, but there's loads in Mayfair.
Is
by
there?
The way. Yes.
Oh,
yes,
more than one.
Loads. I'll tell you that. I say that. Gab, where did you go? You talked to me about Cheltenham. I never made the Friday. What about the day you and me were on Cheltenham?
I went to the toilet and got kicked out.
No, you didn't.
By Coral, I did.
No, you didn't. You went to the toilet and you headed straight home to Solihull.
I got kicked out.
You can't do that, Gab. You got to say goodbye. Don't just disappear.
No, then. I went on the phone and I couldn't get back up.
You're a liar.
Honestly, I couldn't
Absolute
get back up.
Absolute liar.
You didn't turn up on Friday.
I just said that.
What was your excuse? Your legs weren't working.
I was tired.
Was it?
Yeah, I woke up at 4 and I phoned up. I think I got DJ Ed because management obviously weren't there.
Weren't awake, of course. Never awake
so
at
I
the time.
I got hold of DJ Ed. I said, don't pick me up, mate. I'm staying in bed.
But what was the excuse? Was it like your legs wouldn't feel good?
I was just tired, knackered.
Tired, yeah.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I had to go down there Sunday. Tired, really tired.
Still went racing on Friday, though.
I did,
But you turned up, though, didn't you, after?
Yes, well, I had to, and I had to do a little interview, if you remember.
I had to.
On the Friday afternoon.
What a guy.
Yeah, I did a little interview on a Friday.
What made you so tired, mate? You only do a four-hour show?
Yeah, all right. Oh. Yeah, you try doing 4 hours.
I'll do 4 hours if you wait.
Once a week. Don't mind that drive crap. 3 hours. We do four. We are hard on.
Fair enough.
On. So what are you doing today, Gap?
I'm going to go back. I wasn't going to have the kids. I'm not going to have them now. You made me feel guilty.
That was the debrief of myself, Alan Brazil and Gab Egbonlaw. You can listen to all the previous episodes in the TalkSport app or wherever you normally get your podcast from. I'm on TalkSport Breakfast from 6 a.m. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And I'll see you next week, all 5 days. Have a great day.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news.
Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.